Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
All right, so rejoining us now on the program to talk about the aftermath of the shooting down at Fort Hood in Texas is Olga Pena, managing editor for the Killeen Daily Herald, who joins us from Killeen, Texas. Angela Huebner is an associate professor of human development and marriage and family programs at Virginia Tech. She joins us from Falls Church, Virginia. And Andrew Pomerantz is associate professor of psychiatry at Dartmouth Medical School. He joins us from Florida this morning. Thanks to all three of you for returning. A pattern seems to be emerging here, and I want to talk about it for the next couple of minutes, that possibly the infrastructure available for soldiers under stress in terms of psychological counseling was a little threadbare, and that the Army has been experiencing shortages, and that even the counselors themselves are experiencing stresses that are very, very high. We don't want to prejudge the issues in Fort Hood, but first of all, Andrew Pomerantz, does that sound reasonable to you?
I think there has been a lot in the news recently about the stresses and strains on the caregivers in the military. Military has suffered a lot of losses of psychological counselors over the years. It's been actively recruiting more and has been beefing things up pretty well. We also know a lot more about how to deal with the stresses of deployments, and particularly multiple deployments. But something like this happens, and I think all bets are off. Hmm.
Angela Huebner, what do you think the next few days are going to hold for the community around Fort Hood, Texas, as they attempt to deal with this? And now there's an additional strain on counseling services.
Well, I think it's just going to be a time of trying to reestablish safety, and a time of just unknowns for families, so that they're going to need to know what's possible.
And how do you reestablish that sense of safety?
Well, I think that's difficult to do because what they're seeing is that it's not safe, even though all the assurances are there that, you know, it's an installation. But it's still not necessarily a safe place for them. So families are going to have to come together and reassure their children and just band together.
Olga Pena, are you hearing that from members on base and in the community, that the sense of safety is gone, and that restoring that and with a suspect in custody who is actually a psychological counselor, is that going to be difficult?
Yeah, that's probably the scariest part of this ordeal, is that it was a soldier who was in this profession. And right now, forward officials are coming off a time period where they had finally reestablished some of that safety, not just with soldiers and their families, but that people in the community were safe to go on post. That right now is going to be something really hard to build up once again.
Andrew Pomerantz, does the sense of safety return if you lock down the base and keep it on alert for an extended period of time?
Yes and no. I mean, obviously, it's safer than it was. But, you know, as anybody who lived through 9/11 and its aftermath recalls, when your community is threatened and you are locked down and there are troops everywhere and police and everybody's on the lookout, although you're safer, it heightens your arousal and your sense of fear and apprehension. So for now, yes, it's technically a lot safer than it was. But searching for that safety in the one place where people were feeling safe, that's what's important.
Angela, some soldiers, I gather, after these events, are going to deploy with the memories fresh in their minds of this shooting. What kind of a liability is that going to be on the battlefield?
Well, I think that's difficult to project. I think the military has worked hard to try to give soldiers outlets to deal with some of those issues before they go. They also have mental health services and counselors embedded in some of the units. So it's not as though when they go and are actually in theater that they don't have access to any services, because they actually do.
Olga Pena, are people in the community talking this out? Are they being candid about this, or is it more of a buttoned up, bottled up kind of a feeling on base when you talk to individual service members?
No, absolutely not. Actually, there's a lot of talk on town. A lot of people are surprised that the post is as open as it is at this point. You can still get on post by showing identification. And as I said, the fear is there, especially considering that we have some 20,000 troops that are scheduled to start returning as early as next week. And so that idea of, well, how are these soldiers going to return? Will they have some post-traumatic stress syndrome? Are we looking forward to more violence?
Angela Huebner, is it a positive that people are being candid and talking about this openly on base? Is that something that tracks towards getting over this kind of thing?
I think absolutely. I mean, one of the biggest things, or one of the positive things that can come out of this, is a heightened sense of community. Tragic events like this pull people together and make people bond in ways that they wouldn't have before.
And you mentioned when we spoke with you earlier, and I can't get it out of my mind, that counselors and psychiatrists have to be vigilant that they don't bring their own lives into the counseling relationship and increase their own stress. What's that going to be like now?
I think this whole incident will help raise the awareness of that and helping people to be more vigilant about, it's not bring your own stuff into the room, because you're absolutely going to do that, but being able to be there for the client instead of getting the client stuff in your head, you know, being able there be there to help them through the process that they're dealing with instead of letting that affect you. And that does call for more supervision, more peer discussion, all of those types of things that in times of budget cuts and increased schedules, it's difficult to do. But it's vital, as this incident shows.
Well, it's absolutely vital, and certainly it's a discussion that we're going to have in the days ahead. Angela Huebner is Associate Professor of Human Development and Marriage and Family Programs at Virginia Tech University. Andrew Pomerantz is Associate Professor of Psychiatry at Dartmouth Medical School and has a long history of working with veterans and veterans organizations. And Olga Pena, Managing Editor for the Killeen Daily Herald, covering the story in Fort Hood, Texas. Thanks to all of you.